The United Way of Hastings hosted an educational event on Tuesday, April 26th, to shed light on the fentanyl crisis. Hastings parent, Bridget Noring, tells about lives lost.
I lost my son, Devin Noring. He was 19 years old to a counterfeit pill that he and a friend purchased off of Snapchat. That counterfeit pill turned out to be 100% pure fentanyl. We had no idea what fentanyl was, how it was got, what it could do. So everything that we know about it, we learned after the fact. Devin's not the only Hastings teenager to lose his life here. We lost several of them in the last 2 years. Natalia, she was 19, Tyler was 19, and there's also several adults that followed along the same road, and it's devastating. I wish that we weren't here tonight, but in order to help save somebody else's kid, loved one family, we have all come together tonight, and I'm grateful for that.
Last year in Dakota County, law enforcement seized 11,000 pills containing fentanyl, administered Narcan 105 times, and recorded 9 overdose deaths. Narcan is successful in preventing death from fentanyl overdose roughly 20% of the time it is administered. Time is of the essence when it comes to saving lives. Chief Deputy Sheriff Joe Lico explains Minnesota's Good Samaritan law.
Yeah, there's a statute out there that, you know, if someone is overdosing and they call 911 and medics or we have to respond, you will not be charged for, you know, any drugs that are in your possession at that point. Trying to save someone's life, you have immunity from those charges of having drugs in your possession. Because what we were seeing before that law was people wouldn't want to call because they're afraid that, well, the cops are going to come and they're going to see the drugs and I'm going to get charged. So they're trying to save the person on their own. Maybe don't have the Narcan or the ability to do so. So that law allows those that call 911 with someone that's potentially overdosing immunity from being charged.
Keen community engagement and reducing drug use stigma are major ways to help improve the safety of kids. Hastings High School counselor Drew Cooper shares the resources available.
If you're noticing something, a change in your son or your daughter, in their normal life has shifted, grades have changed, you're noticing a change in their behavior, how they're approaching things, feel free to definitely reach out to us at the school. Like I said, we've got plenty of support staff. Be grateful to just touch base with your son or your daughter just to see if there's anything that we can do to help them, either with if it's a, you know, mental health concern, if it's a substance abuse issue, to get them the resources they need. And just on a personal note, I mean, it's been one of the hardest things in my career to have to tell another student that their friend has passed away. I don't want to have to go through that anymore. It's really tough. And if there's anything else that we can do to get parents involved in those communications with their kids, that'd be great. In reaching out to us and creating a little bit of a bridge. And I think that we've got some great things in place. The United Way has really stepped up in offering these additional information sessions.
The next One Pill Can Kill event is Tuesday, May 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Hastings Middle School Auditorium.